Feeling lost and alone? Looking for validation from your partner, only to find the feeling of rejection and continued frustration? You're together yet so far apart. Now your frustration has turned into disdain and resentment. Your insecurities have begun to affect every aspect of your life. Ironically, you have now become the cold and detached one, shielding yourself from the uncertainties of your relationships. Dr. April Brown has created Bringing Intimacy Back, a series of discussions that are designed to help you reclaim what you have lost along the way. Dr. April will help you rediscover and reconnect to the intimate relationship your heart so desires. Go to www.bringingintimacyback.com today and let the healing begin.
Welcome to the Bringing Intimacy Back show, where intimacy is real. Thank you guys so much for listening today. On this show, we aim to help you increase that intimate connection between you, your partner, your higher power, your loved ones, business network, community, a variety of different things. We give you the secret power to intimacy, to create a life you love, or love the life you create. So one of the things about me is that, of course, you guys know that my name's April. And one of the things that I love to do is sometimes meet people with my same name. And so today, one of our guests has actually my same name. And it's interesting. It was on my LinkedIn profile and I saw another April and I was like, wow. And then I was like, maybe let me see what she does. And you guys are just going to be, because it's something I've not had on my show. And I think you guys are going to be really impressed. So today's topic is the intimate connections with our past loved ones. What does that mean? Well, today on my show, I have a wonderful person. Her name is April Natale. And welcome, April. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for having me and reaching out to me just because we have the same name.
Yes, that's how that got started. Yes. And April has wonderful talents and gifts. And a couple of her talents and gifts is that she is a medium, which is, and I'll let her explain that. And she is a psychic, and I'll let her explain that also. Welcome to the show. Yeah. So, April, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Where do you want me to begin?
Maybe explain what you do and then how you got started.
Okay, so I am psychic medium. Basically, psychic is like a soul reader, and I can help guide you, with future endeavors. And a medium is somebody that is sort of like a vessel between here and the other side, and I'm able to connect with them and, provide healing messages for you and your loved ones from the other side.
Wow. Yes. So even in the sense of these gifts, because many times we don't recognize our gifts in the beginning. No. How did that gift of even connecting with people from the other side, which one got started first?
Every medium is a psychic, but not every psychic is a medium. So I know that from a child, I was definitely different. I was always having premonitions since a little girl, and then I was always seeing, hearing things, and just things I couldn't explain. I was up late at night, and I would see faces, and it was scary. I was able to pick up on past loved ones that, or people that had passed away in the houses that I lived in. But it wasn't until I would say, and this is all kind of my bio on my website as well. My best friend since kindergarten, when we were in sixth grade, I remember I had that sense of knowing this was going to be the last time that we saw her dad. We were leaving, it was in October, and we were leaving to go get in the car to go to a haunted house. And she said, bye, Daddy, I love you. And I was like, bye, Daddy, I love you. But then my stomach just turned. Mm. And he ended up dying in a car accident that night. So after that happened, I was a little girl, you know, I was in sixth grade, and I completely felt responsible. I didn't understand how I knew and had this sense of knowing, you know, and, you know, I would take a shower. I remember I'd be like, Mom, can you stay in the bathroom with me? And I just was, it was so scary because, you know, people think sometimes, being a psychic medium, it's great, but it's really, you're taking on a lot of emotions and feelings of even people in the classroom. I remember I was, my teachers, I just knew which ones suffered from alcoholism or depression. I would look around and I knew which students were either abused or just were very wow. self-conscious. Yeah, and I was taking on a lot of that as my own.
Yes. So when with all that stuff coming to you, especially as a child, that can be overwhelming, scary. That can, I don't know, maybe make you nervous, or did you feel any kind of anxiety or anything with all that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And as I got older, it got stronger. So I would have more premonitions, and it would happen. Sometimes it would be natural disasters. I would dream of planes going into shiny windows, and then 9/11 happened. Or I would dream about just a huge flood, and then the tsunami hit.
Right.
And it was all over. And I was taking on so much of the world at once, and things that were happening in our local news. And then I would dream about where that child's body was located. And I knew the police officers working on those cases. So it wasn't just, you know, it was more. And
right.
then of course, people of, you know, family members,
did your mom and your parents understand this gift?
No, but that's the thing. So my mom would take me to the doctor and be like, she's really tired all the time.
Okay.
It's because I'm up at night.
So right. You're not sleeping. Yes.
Yeah. And then during the day when I would go to school, I'm picking up on so many emotions of others. And then, of course, their past loved ones that started to kind of come through, too, that I didn't understand. And I would even be at my friends' birthday parties and grandma would be talking to me. And, you know, I felt the presence of, like, her deceased son. And the name Anthony popped in my head. And that was his name.
Right.
So, you know, I was just, you know, I always kind of knew I was psychic. And a medium, and I.
Oh, so you knew it, like you'd seen it on TV or something, or
yeah, because back then, remember, like Sylvia Brown was on TV, and John Edwards had his show, so it always kind of intrigued me, and I always kind of felt like, okay, but who do I go to? You know, if I go to the doctor and tell him, listen, I'm having all this anxiety, and but I'm not explaining to him what I'm just telling you about how I'm able to see things, hear things that are not.
So you always embraced it? Did you always embrace?
I did and didn't, you know, I didn't understand more so until now, I would say, you know, it wasn't until I got older and my stepdad, he was dying from cancer. We had an intimate, you know, conversation, and he said, I worry about your mother if this all goes wrong. And I said, if anything ever happens to you, you can come to me. I'm kind of psychic medium. Like, people come to me when they die, and, you know, my friends, grandmas, when they would pass away, I didn't even know them, and they would come to me and tell me all these messages, and I would tell my friends, and they would be like, oh my God, that's all true. How do you know that? So I told him, and then once he passed away, he came to me right away in a dream. And he showed me that he was with all these people around a table, and that he was healthy and happy again. I didn't recognize any of the people, but my mom was sitting next to him, and she was rubbing and rubbing his neck, and it was where the radiation, where the
was there. Yes.
The cancer was. And she said, and then he showed me my sister crying, and I said, I didn't understand why, but I felt that it was something to do with the baby girl and that her wanting to have another baby girl.
Okay.
So I called my mom the next day and I told her, listen, I dreamt about, you know, Joe, and he showed me you rubbing and rubbing his neck. And I told her everything. And she goes, oh my God, I used to do that to him all the time. You know, we used to watch TV,
right.
And, you know, so he was bringing intimate, you know, things between the two of them. And I said, but mom, he showed me my sister crying, and it was something about a baby girl, but I feel that she needs to do something medically first. And within a couple months later, she got diagnosed with cervical cancer.
Mm.
So he has come to me so many times vividly in dreams, but also, mm-hmm. you know, I see the signs during the day, and I started to journal and okay. thank him for the signs during the day. But the dreams yes. were just amazing. Mm.
Wow. So you help, I mean, today's topic is about that intimate connection.
Yes.
And that's what you many times help people connect with their past loved ones. What does the word intimacy mean to you?
So if you want the intimate connection again with people on the other side, what helped me, just start journaling. Because you're going to say, oh, I want this, I want that from them. And they're showing you and they're sending you pennies, feathers, hummingbirds, ladybugs, butterflies, all these things, but you're kind of, you know, you'll get them here and there, but you could tell them, listen, and I've done this before, and I've journaled it to people that I've passed over. Listen, I got the pennies. Thank you. Right. But I want you to step it up a notch. And then the phones start going off, ringing and ringing and ringing. And nobody's on the line when you pick up. So they're going to show you, you know, those things, but also they're going to come to you to warn you about things. And my stepdad has been a big person on the other side that comes to me a lot with warnings and stuff, even for my mom's car. He showed me that it needs to be serviced. And then her service light came on. But I have to, my mom told me not to tell this or put it on Facebook, but she called me one time. I had a dream about him, and he was like sitting on the couch, and he goes, she was missing something. He was like, did you look by the dresser? And, you know, I called her, I said, mom, Joe says something about look by the dresser, whatever you're looking for. And then a couple weeks later goes by, and she said, she calls me and she says, April, don't put this on Facebook. I said, okay. And she goes, I was reading the Sunday paper, and I needed my reading glasses. So I went into the bedroom to go look for them. And I said, did you look by the dresser? She goes, yeah, I looked all over. When I went to leave, the TV turned on.
Oh my gosh.
And then
wow.
I shut it off. And I went to leave again, and the TV turned back on again. She goes, and then I shut it off, and right on the dresser, right on the dresser floor, right by the dresser was her reading glasses.
It was right there.
So so hell, they're showing you. They're showing you that they're around. They're coming.
Right.
You know, for me.
But I'm assuming you have to be like, you have that gift. Not everyone.
I do, but I know that if you ask, they'll still show you your loved ones. You know, they're not locked up in heaven like we all think. They're really they're really
right.
in the car rides right next to you. They're on the couches watching Dancing with the Stars with you. They're still doing those same things, but in a different form, you know, and they're just trying to make their presence known with, you know, just those things that I just talked about. But I would say, want to connect with them more, just tell them, but record it.
Okay. Yes,
make a dialogue, because you forget about it. A lot of people forget, and you know, and then they'll come to me and they'll say, okay, Ma, if this is real, if she's real, bring up my nickname. Okay. and I'm channeling and I'm writing things down, I just heard the word Punky Brewster. Oh my God, my mom used to call me Punky, and that's exactly what I wanted to come through.
Okay, you know? Okay. So yeah, so what you're saying, and I do believe, and I know one of my favorite poets is Maya Angelou, and she used to always say that when she was on stage or giving her poems out or talking, that she was there with all her generations of other women and other people in her family. So what you've been sharing with us is that we can get connected with our past loved ones. We just need to be open. And you said a great idea is starting to journal and to write things out. Yes. Yeah. I really do would like you to kind of expand on that when we come back from our break on how we can get connected. And also, what's the difference between us being connected to our loved ones and maybe also hiring a professional like yourself? You know, what's the difference and the benefits of that? Yeah. So we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about that intimate connection with our expert, our psychic medium, April.
Are you wanting a vacation in paradise? A vacation to rekindle the passion? A vacation without the kids? A vacation where you can learn how to communicate, where you and your partner hear each other and gain insight? Vacation counseling is your next vacation. Stay in one of our exclusive villas for the ultimate couples retreat. Enjoy dining, boating, and all that South Florida has to offer. Let our counselors guide you through the rest. Vacation counseling, accepting applications for summer 2020. Visit www.vacationcounseling.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Bring in Intimacy show, where intimacy is real. On today's topic, we're talking about that intimate connection we can have with our past loved ones, people who have passed away. And today we have a special guest, April. And April is Natalia. She is a psychic medium. And you've been sharing with us how we ourselves can start to connect with our loved ones. If you can expand on that, but also expand also on why maybe it's important if we decide to get a professional.
Oh, okay.
Yourself.
You know, oftentimes people come to me for their children when the kids, you know, they can't sleep at night because they're kind of gifted like me as well. And they're so open, and kids are still just so open. And, you know, I tell them to, I give them tools and things to do. So if you have a child that's like me and are seeing, hearing things that are not there and you're taking them to doctors, you know, sometimes it's not always a medical solution. It's a spiritual solution.
Right.
And also, when you're stuck in deep grief and you just need to peel yourself out of bed for that day, I would say pick up a journal and just start to write. And, you know, it sometimes turns into automatic writing, and you're getting those messages from your loved ones and your spirit guides and your angels. You know, ask them for the guidance, because they're always there, and your loved ones will help you no matter what. But you can ask your angels as well. And, you know, writing things down really did help me a lot during grieving process. Because, you know, even though I'm a medium, I was still in grief, deep grief. So I understand what you're going through, and now I'm able to help you kind of just understand. Because, you know, we could talk about, like, you wanted to speak with your grandma.
Yes.
Dr. April Brown, she never had a reading before.
No, that was my first time, and I just wanted to make sure, like, you were legit and that kind of stuff. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Legit. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And I do it with the best intention, the highest good of all concern for you and your past loved ones. But when I went to read you, you asked, you know, I want to maybe check in with my grandma.
Yeah. And I didn't ask her that. I don't think I asked you that verbally.
Oh,
I didn't mention it verbally. Yes. Yeah. You guessed that.
All I know Yeah, all I know is that your father was standing there.
Right.
And I said, I know that you really want to hear from, you know, this person, but there's a man here, and you know, you're kind of like, oh, okay, but he had passed when you were really young, but he's still in your life and very much a part of your journey and guiding you. And I think that still provided some comfort for you knowing that, and
yes,
validations that came through, and you know, intimate details. So I asked for things that only you and your loved ones know, things I couldn't possibly know. I asked for the highest good of all concern. And I asked for healing messages, you know, because a lot of people that have lost their parents or just anyone, you know, they feel very lost, and they need that healing. And that's kind of what I try to be the medium,
right,
you know, to provide and give you those messages.
Right. Do you think also, because this is about intimate connections with your loved ones, that sometimes, even in the sense of my father who passed away when I was much younger, that the past loved ones want to have a connection with us.
Yes.
And so then maybe they attach to you in hoping that this person will call, or whatever the case may be. Does that make sense? What I'm trying to say? That sometimes, besides getting requests from the people on this side of the earth, like myself, do you sometimes get requests from people on the other side?
Like what kind of example would you say?
Like just how my dad was showing up. Mm-hmm. How can I put it? I just didn't know if sometimes other times people show up to want to talk to their loved ones on this side without their loved ones asking for them.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Exactly what happened.
Yes.
To you, I feel like.
Yes.
You know, you had, and same with your assistant that I read.
Yes.
You know, she was so focused on her mother, but then her ex showed up.
Yes.
So you're asking about this guy that's in your life right now. I said, ex is showing up. Oh my God, I forget. Yeah, he's on the other side too, but I'm so focused on my mother.
Right.
And now I'm going into asking a psychic question. I'm saying, well, this guy is barging through the door,
right,
to let him know. And then he provided a healing message for her as well. Oh yeah, they're all around us. They're always, always, always trying to send some type of healing message. So you're going to go, you know, you're going to go in there, and you're very open, and so was your assistant, which was great.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So that's much better for me to bring as many souls that want to give you those type of healing messages, and yeah, it was really cool.
Yes,
to have them come through for both of you.
Okay, good.
When we had those readings,
but go ahead. And so what type of people usually come to you for what, in the sense of the?
So I have people that come to me and want to know things. I just kind of tap in, and then I'll hear a word. Sometimes I'll just hear a word like lupus. Yes, the doctor wants me to get checked for lupus. Okay, get checked for lupus. I'm not diagnosing you or anything, but she went to the doctor and they did the paneling. She didn't have lupus. So that finally gave her that peace of mind, and she rested, but she has other medical issues that she needed to take care of.
Right.
So I just kind of, you know, push them and, you know, ask for the highest good. And so that's psychically. And then for mediumship, they come to me for grief, a lot of grief, you know?
Okay.
And grief, and they want to be able to, I've been asking where I want a sign. I'm just not getting it. And I'm telling them, okay, they're showing me, they're showing me a bag of Cheetos or something. It's funny though. And she's like, oh my God, my kid just dropped a big bag of Cheetos in the back of the van the other day. Okay. Well, Dad wants you to know that he was with you during that time. You're asking for these signs. So it could be small, funny things like that. Or there's so many messages.
Yes, and it really seems that you enjoy what you're doing. But does it get overwhelming with so many things that you hear? And yeah, you take in a lot.
You do. But now that I understand these gifts and my abilities, I'm able to control it more and more as I give the messages. And, you know, I'm learning how to close down as opposed to being open and aware all the time like I was since a child.
Okay.
You know, I'm able to tell them, no, I'm not, you know, available right now. And because I've had so many loved ones that come to me they come to me in dreams and I'm just like, I need sleep. Or during the day, it was giving me a lot of anxiety. It was overwhelming. Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess you have to have an open and close kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that you're open now and you're closed now and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So every day I get up and I ground and I surround and I protect myself kind of like in a bubble of God's white light. And I also put my kids in a bubble of God's white light and I put on a shield of like armor and I just protect, you know, my heart where
right.
When you feel those heart aching things, it's sometimes spirit around and your gut feeling that's, you know, spirit coming through to send messages. So I protect those because you're not always going to come around, you know, high level energies and spirit. Sometimes you're going to come around, you know, like a bad neighborhood of spirit. So,
right. And so as some people are listening and, as you know, I'm a very spiritual person myself. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, you know, with this psychic and medium and stuff, does that go against spirituality? You know, people are like...
I think that's exactly what psychic medium is. I think that it goes against more fear-based religious groups.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think that psychic mediums are very spiritual and they're also religious as well, you know?
Right.
So, you know, I went to Catholic school on Saturdays and I just had an amazing teacher that would talk about angels and how they send you signs, mm-hmm. which my other Catholic school teachers didn't do that.
Okay.
But I think that she opened up a doorway for me to communicate. And that's how they were like, okay, we're going to her for messages as a little girl. And I didn't understand it. I didn't understand because there was nobody I could really go to until I met my spiritual teacher.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And so if someone signs up for, is there a difference when you sign up for your services as a psychic versus a medium? Or is it all combined?
Sometimes people want to come to me and I have it separate. So you can pick one, you know, or you can pick them both. And I have it on there. Where, you know, like you, we did both for you.
Right.
So it's kind of going to be like, okay, I'll do mediumship first. We'll see who's there. And then, you know, and then I'll go in psychically and just kind of guide them with whatever I feel is what they need to hear the most. That's kind of, you know, sometimes they're like, oh, that's exactly what was on my mind or, you know, and this is what's going to happen or here's how I'm going to give the message to guide them in the best way possible, you know?
Okay. Yes, yes. Well, we're right at time for another break, April. And so in this break here, I would love for you to share about your services, how people can reach you and connect with you. And what do you have to offer for our community out there?
Okay.
Yes.
So my name is April Natale. I'm a psychic medium. You can go to my website at aprilnatale.com. It's aprilnatale.com. And my phone number is 847-261-4498. And then you can also email me at info@aprilnatale.com. I also have a bunch of social websites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, that you can contact me on as well. And it's April Natale. Again, that's APRILNATALE. You can come to me if you need some guidance psychically or any type of spiritual services too. If your kid is just seeing, hearing, feeling things as well as yourself, and it's coming through to you as, you know, anxiety and just overwhelming, you know, feelings, I can help guide you with that. And then also if you're just in deep grief and you want to connect with your loved ones, but you just don't know how, feel free to reach out to me. And if you're unable to even afford my services, just shoot me an email, and I have no problem with still helping you. So that's all. Anything else to add?
Okay, no, that's great. Yes. And when you're talking about, because you've mentioned it a few times, this deep grief, and I've seen quite a few people in my counseling sessions where there's been a tragic loss. Maybe it's unexpected.
Yes.
Yes. And people want answers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What, going through a medium, what can that provide them?
You know, sometimes it's going to provide them with the answers of questions that they have, you know, around the death or situations. And sometimes when they come through, they just want you to forget about it and not grieve over even just leaving the room, and then they pass away. You know, a lot of people, a lot of people don't understand that, you know, we're part of a soul group, and you know, sometimes your loved ones wait for you to get there, and then they'll pass. And then sometimes you're there every single day and night, and then the moment you leave the room, like if they're sick or something, you know, that's when they're able to let go, you know.
So, yeah, you just mentioned we're part of a soul group. What exactly does that mean?
So a soul group is, you know, I feel like you should know this too. It's your parents, your friends, your siblings, your children, you know, and once those people start departing, a part of you leaves with them. And I feel when people come to me, I'm able to take on their personalities. You know, your grandmother.
Yes.
Your grandmother.
Yes, she was very funny. Yes.
Bring her through, and yeah, like a little Betty White, and just give you that moment of having them in the room, but almost like the movie Ghost, like the Whoopi Goldberg situation. And I'm able to just, you know, provide that for you.
Okay. Yeah. So when I think of it, just how can many times it's, when you get answers, your soul feels at rest. You're not like overwhelming, you know, like, why did this happen? And yada, yada.
You know, you kind of have the world going on around you.
Right.
You're still just sitting there, and they're really right beside you. And they'll show me things to prove, you know, the validations of, listen, I'm right here. And, you know, I had a reading with a young girl, and her friend had passed young. They kind of went on different paths because the one girl started to get into drugs.
And okay.
When she came to me, the girl, I started channeling, and the girl said, she started to show me like a Tweety bird. And she said, I was just trying on I was going to wear my Tweety bird sweatshirt before I came here. And I said, and she's showing me Subway.
Mm.
And she just started crying. She said, April, I told her, if this is real, if this is true, bring up the time that we got arrested. We were the only two girls that ran into the bathroom, and we got arrested in the Subway.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Because we were just acting up as kids. And, you know, we all have stories like that. And she just cried. But to bring that intimate detail, that intimate story between her and her friend, and that was somebody that was a part of her soul group, you know, and it's very healing for her as well as the person on the other side. And it's also healing for me to help somebody.
That's so good to hear that it's healing for you also. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. In the sense of giving back. Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I also want to spend a few moments talking about your other gift of psychic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Psychically. Psychically is something that scared me very much so, because I was able to dream about people that would die and then they would die. But then I also dream about people that were pregnant before they even know that they're going to have a baby. Okay. And it's great, but it's also scary. And I was able to reach out to a very great spiritual healer, teacher, mentor, and she taught me. And we, you know, I don't want to see death unless I can prevent it. So now I'm able to show those warnings of, you know, get like with my sister about her having medical issues. I needed her to know that she was going to be okay, you know, and I trusted, you know, my stepdad to show me that type of warning. So that's medium and psychically too. But psychically, yeah, it's the things that just come through. It's so many different things, you know. I read somebody, her brother in Mexico, and, you know, he wanted to know about his son, and then he wanted to know about his wife. And the wife, I felt that she had stomach issues, and I kept telling him that. And they just messaged me the other day that she's actually does, and she's getting that taken care of.
Okay.
It's nice to help people in that way.
Right. So do people come to you? I mean, many of us are so uncertain about the future, you know, what's going to happen next. Yeah. And so do you get a lot of people that come to you and ask about a variety of different things that maybe they should spend time figuring out, or you give them the answer, you know, like who's going to be my husband, or, you know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff.
I'll have women come to me and they're wondering when they're going to get pregnant. But the thing is, I'm able to kind of tap in and go a little deeper. And I tell them, you need to forgive yourself for that life lesson choice. You know, those life lessons back then you had an abortion or something.
Right.
So that's what they just needed to hear to really allow them to spiritually, like, call in, you know, a soul to be born, to become pregnant. And then within, you know, months later, or within 6 months to a year later, they're pregnant. So they just need that type of soul healing too. And I feel like psychically, that's what I provide, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what you're saying is you also provide healing for those people who are sometimes looking for the future by addressing some kind of hole they may have.
Yes.
I'm not sure if that's the best word to say.
It's like past, almost like past trauma, or just something that's blocking them and holding themselves back, you know, and but I'll also, sometimes I'll dream it too. I'll do it and I'll tell them, and then I'll dream it a little more vividly, and then I'll reach out to them again and I'll tell them, listen, this is going to happen for you, and you're going to have another child, and the child's going to have dark hair. And then the baby that I, you know, dreamt about just was born in January. So, and then there's just job situations, because same with the person that I read in Mexico, he's unemployed right now and he's very worried about it, you know, and I was able to pick that up. And sometimes you can use tools like tarot cards, kind of just to read the energy of them and really provide the best reading psychically. And I feel anything that you kind of love, people come to me. So family, relationships, work situations, anything that, you know, you kind of want to know about.
Yes.
I've had a lady come to me and she asked me about her niece. How's my niece going to do in gymnastics? And then I, you know, right away I get the visions or whatever, you know, and I said, you know, she needs to work out in her landing because she's going to get hurt. Well, is she going to go to state? Yes. She is going to go down to state for this, but she needs to work on her landing. And then I get a text message months later. She made it to state, but she did hurt herself when she landed. She does need to work on that more. So
Okay.
anything, really. Yeah, anything. So,
Yeah, them it's bringing a lot of joy to people, but I'm thinking also sometimes that you may provide information to them that's a little bit scary, that they don't, people don't want to hear. You know what I'm saying?
I always set the intention before, and I ask for
Okay.
the highest good of all concern. So it might be scary, but it's also warning them. I don't ask for any death related things.
Okay.
It shouldn't be a scary thing. It should be more of a spiritual, don't let fear take over.
Okay.
And
Okay.
you had
Yes.
your yeah you've
Yes.
had your reading, and I feel like it just kind of calmed you with the things that were on your mind, and it kind of guided you to.
Yes.
And you kind of feel like you can breathe again, because most people are so anxious about the outcome of the future,
Yes. Yes, and I think that was really helpful. And so, as people out there listening, I do think it's really good sometimes to check in and see where life is going and see any things that you can improve on or tweak and that kind of stuff. Yes. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, I know, and part of your bio and what you talked about earlier is that you probably were diagnosed with a lot of anxiety and stuff.
So I was
Yes.
going to like therapy and all that, but it wasn't until I went to a spiritual doctor that's when it was like, oh yeah, you're gifted.
Right, right.
You have these abilities. And it's funny because, I started doing readings for about a year, and I would call myself the secret psychic because I didn't tell anybody. And then all these things were happening, and I was giving such, validation of through my readings psychically and as a medium. And then I would just say, just email me afterwards, like how healing it was. And I started to accumulate all these emails, and then I started to come out to family and friends that way.
Okay, yes. Yeah, because I think part of anxiety is not accepting who you are. It's learning how to accept your
So
gifts.
true. It's so true. And
Yes.
I have a brother too. He had a lot of premonitions growing up, and even when he would meditate, he would say, "April, God told me that you were the chosen one." But he went to, the doctor, and that's what he wanted, and we thought that it was that's what he needed at the time. And he was put on and off all these different medications, and he was diagnosed bipolar schizophrenic. And I truly feel now that I see the way that I'm channeling, and even as a child, seeing, hearing, and just seeing past loved ones standing right next to their loved ones when they walk through the door, I see them, and I'm like, okay, now I understand my brother a little more spiritually, because not everything is a chemical or a medical issue. It's a spiritual,
Right.
and the more you hold yourself back, the more you're going to be blocked.
Right.
But I will say this too, don't self-medicate. A lot of these people, they start to just walk in a room and feel and hear and see things that are not of this world, and that's why we have a lot of people that self-medicate.
Exactly, yes. And you're right, we're all connected in the sense of body, mind, spirit. Yes. So now as we're entering the last part of this show here, in this section here, we talk about different ways to connect with our past loved ones, some tips. I know you gave one great tip on that we should start journaling. Yes. What are some other tips for our audience?
When you think that the lights start going off, the toys start going off, your kids' toys, they can, you're seeing sparkles or you're seeing shadows go by really quick, just know that, it's your past loved one sometimes,
Right.
or your spirit guides. And and a lot of your spirit guards are your loved ones, mm-hmm. you know, that just truly never leave your side, and talk to them. They want you to, and encourage them to do other things. Tell them to mess with the electric. And that's what I started to do. So, you know, when big things and changes were coming, so my grandma, she just passed in December, and, you know, I told my other loved ones, okay, you know, if you're coming to get her, you know, make those noises, and my kids' toys would start going off. And it's always that same toy that every time a transition or somebody in my soul group is going to go to the other side, that toy and like the toys and the lights go out, you know, encourage them. They want you to tell you, they want you to tell them, play that song on the radio. And if you can't remember, that's why I say, write it down, you know, because okay. it's, you're going to forget. And just encourage them, you know, just know that they're always around us, always.
Mm-hmm. Is it good also to write and also voice it out so they can yeah.
talk,
they can hear?
Oh, okay. Yeah. And even the times when you hear your name being called, that's them, you know? So right. everyone's I would love to have, you know, another show where callers call in and really say about, oh, this happened. Was it my loved one? Yes. Yes, it was. Right. You know, just know that you're not crazy. Know that, you know, those are ways that they're trying to get a hold of you, and they're showing you pennies or feathers on the, you know, the ground. And then mm-hmm. they start messing with your cell phones and the electric and stuff. So
yes. Yeah. Yeah. I was just thinking, what if you have someone who is messing with your stuff, but you don't want to hear from them?
You could set your boundaries. You know, there's sometimes.
How do you set boundaries?
You just tell them. You tell them out loud, or you tell them in thought, or you kind of write it down to them. You know, you can set your boundaries.
Okay. Okay.
You know,
and do they usually just listen? Like, I mean, I know you have a boundary of time limit now. But do they listen?
They do. For me now, they're
okay.
Check.
Okay.
After all these years, I put them in check. I was fine.
Yes.
You know, because I can go into a public place and I am taking these hitchhikers home. So, and even when I bought my house the first time, I couldn't sleep in here because I knew that there was a male energy. And then I started to dream about how he passed. And then my older neighbor confirmed that's exactly how he. So I just grabbed one of these.
What's that?
This is white sage.
Oh, white sage. Okay.
Yeah. So you can get it online. You can get it in a holistic store. I actually ordered this from Florida. There was a holistic store out there. It smells okay. great. You just light the end of it. And then you get into all the dark spots. And you just tell them to go to the lights, you know, or I don't want your negative energy here. I only want those who walk in God's light. Those that want, you know, those of loving nature and that wants to send healing messages. Because, you know, sometimes right. you're going to have the old owners in your home like I did. And I was like, okay, goodbye. You got to go. You're just waking me up at night, and you're by me. And sometimes too, you're not going to want to talk to a loved one that just wasn't really there for you.
Right.
You know, and that's part of your healing too. And I have a lot of people, and I've had readings where past loved ones that I just don't want to hear from, they come through, and you know, they're apologetic and stuff. So yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you've had readings where people have come through that they're, yeah. they don't, the people on this side don't want to talk to them, basically. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you just like tell them no one wants to talk to you on this side and you have to go.
Yeah. You kind of just, you, yeah, pretty much. No.
Okay.
I'm, you know, thank you for trying to contact me, but I don't want your energy around me.
Okay, good. So besides sage, is there any other good things, tools?
Oh, yeah, you can get like Palo Santo, you can get white sage, you can get holy water, or you mm-hmm. could just say it. You could just say it in your mind by thought, go away. So okay. I like sage. I like this.
Yes. 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 Yeah, so like they even understand thoughts.
Yes. So even when somebody comes to me of a different background without the same English language, I'm still able to communicate through thought and images, and you know, it's all love and light on the other side. So they're sending me things through, you know, my own references. So like okay. that girl, she's showing me the subway. I'm like, why am I seeing subway? You know?
Right.
So, and then they're literally showing me things in front of them, and I'm able to kind of tell the sitter.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that you would like our audience to know that we have not touched bases on?
I don't know. What else is there? How was it for you? I want to know, as a doctor.
Oh, as a doctor. Yes. Yes.
And I'm a nurse too. So, I had a lot of even patients, like after I would do hospice, I would find like a rose or a flower in the room, and it was so loving, or they would come to me in dreams and say thank you, and then I'd go back to work the next day and they had passed away, you know. So they come right. to me, and I want to know, because, you know, as a nurse and a doctor, this is all textbook. I feel that we kind of have it backwards, and I feel that we need to take care of ourselves spiritually first before mm-hmm. we go to the mind and the body, you know, and soul. I feel like we got it backwards. Start as a child. So when a child runs to you and says, oh, there's ghosts in my room. No, don't fill them with fear. Say, okay, we're going to send them away, or, you know, contact me and I'll walk you through it. Or I'll just let you know which past loved one it is.
Yes.
But I want to know, as a doctor, for you, how was it? How was your first experience?
Oh, I thought it was very spiritual. Mm-hmm. Very, like you mentioned earlier, that sometimes people see sparkles. And yeah. I've always seen sparkles ever since my grandmother passed away.
That's great, yeah.
Yes, yes, yeah. yes. So
it was ringing in the ears, too. I had ringing in the ears because mm-hmm. the energy was very strong. And it would get so close to me, the ringing in the ears. And then the lights would pop out. And
yes.
then the kids' toys would start going off. So, you know,
yes.
with the sparkles, yeah. And then
yes.
the shadows. And then, of course, you know, I started to see them again. I see their, you know, whole
right.
standing next to their loved ones. Mm-hmm. When they're in front of me, so.
Yeah, so that was great. And then on my dad's side, as a parent myself, mm-hmm. And knowing other fathers, it made me realize that if I could not be with my child because of death, how I would love to connect with them.
Yeah. Even after all this.
All this time. Yes. 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 Because yes. you love your kids no matter what. And I probably yes. have maybe taken that a little bit for granted.
And that's why he came forward first.
Yes.
I felt for you because he was like, that was my daughter. And,
right.
you know, even apologetic about some stories that you heard about him and you
yes.
didn't understand. You just took it all in and you were so open, and it provided you with a lot of healing, like you know,
yes.
you said, and you yes. had taken it for granted because it's been so long, but they're still around you.
Right.
And he's part of your soul group and he's part of who you are today.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I know my mom's smart too, but I know mathematically it's a lot of gifts that he provided for me. So yes,
yeah.
yes, yes. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. Yes.
This is fun. I could talk to you forever.
Yes. Same here.
Yeah.
But I would love for our guests to connect with you. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us your number again and your social
oh, yeah.
medias?
Yeah, and I kind of want to leave this with you guys, too. It's like
okay.
There's two quotes that I really love, and it's, you know, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. So I want you guys all to know that. And then also, when you meet people, treat everyone like they're God in drag, you know?
Yes.
It's so true.
Wow. Wow, yeah. That would be such a wonderful world if we did that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you want to get a hold of me, again, my name is April Natale, and it's APRIL, and it's NATALE .com. And my phone number is 847-261-4498. And you can email me at info@aprilnatale.com. Again, it's APRILNATALE. And then you can find my Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and it's all April Natale.
Okay. One last quick question. Oh, is she gone?
No, I just accidentally
Okay. Sorry. One last quick question. Why did your mom name you April? Because you're not born in April either, right?
You know, your daughter is my birthday.
So oh, that's right. Your daughter's my. That's right. You are born in April.
You're
that's
February. Right. And I have to say happy birthday to my mother today.
Okay, good.
Today is her birthday. So.
Okay, so because you were born in April, that's why she named you April?
My mom had like four girls. So when she got to me, I always say, okay, April, what month is it? She was like, here. And then she named me Natale, which is Christmas in Italian. So I just have a very, you know, very, I feel it is kind of spiritual.
Yes.
You know, April is the month of like Easter and new yes. beginnings and new life. And it's very, it means like open.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Awesome. Yes.
And why did you get named April?
My mom actually found she was in Germany and she met someone whose name was April and just loved the name.
Just love the name. Yeah. Yes. And my mom just said, you know, I like that name. It's pretty, you know, because I guess back then, but you don't hear a lot of Aprils anymore.
No, you don't.
So,
no.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. And I'm so glad we connected and I yeah. hope our connection stays forever. And yes, yeah. thank you so much. And if there's anything I can do, let me know. Please check her out, check her website out. And this has been the Bringing Intimacy Back Show. Thank yeah. you.
Thank you, guys.